job losses have gone hand in hand with the recession. Those in the educational sector have not been spared. Taxes are going higher. School districts are making do. But data from the statewide teachers' retirement system obtained by Gannett News showed teachers enjoyed a 1.5% increase in salary between the past two school years, from 2010 and 11 to 2011 and 12. A school year runs July 1st through June 30th. Average salary for an educator in New York last year was $55,652, up from $54,804 in the previous year. Education experts believe the elimination of lower-paid, less experienced teachers helped drive the average salary upward. But New York State United Teachers spokesman Carl Korn says teachers' salaries trail behind those of other professionals.
An average salary of $55,000 a year for someone with a master's degree and approaching 20 years of experience is less than what other professionals earn.
Robert Lowry, deputy director of the New York State Council of Superintendents, says over the last 3 years, the average school district has eliminated about 8% of its total positions.
If they're eliminating a lot of younger teachers, inexperienced teachers, then those would be lower paid people, and that could actually drive up the average salary because what you have left are higher paid people. On the other hand, if a district used a retirement incentive or had a lot of retirements that enabled it to eliminate jobs, that could then pull the average salary down.
NYSET's Carl Korn says since 2008, the recession has forced school districts to cut more than 35,000 educator jobs.
When schools opened their doors this past September, a few months ago, they had $1.1 billion less in state aid than in 2008-2009. So as the state has been cutting back on funding to education, it has been shifting the burden of paying for schools onto the backs of local property taxpayers. And then as a response, the state passed the property tax cap, which severely cripples the ability of local school districts to raise funding to support the programs they want for their own students.
As the overall fiscal picture for schools gets darker, education advocates warn that students are suffering. Robert Lowry is concerned.
Some of the things that the state is requiring of school districts create a lot of demands on administrators. For example, the new teacher evaluation requirements and now requirements about handling of bullying and cyberbullying create demands for principals and other administrators. So, you know, we are very concerned about the impact of these position reductions on school districts.
Observers add that most teachers also still receive an annual increase in their base pay plus step increases or longevity increases for adding years of experience. But they quickly point out that the raise yields little or nothing in added take-home pay. A small raise of around 2% could be offset by an increase in the out-of-pocket charges associated with benefits. Reporting from WAMC, Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz. I'm Dave Lucas.